atheists, bitter anti-clericalists, haters of the church, who in their own way were as oppressive as the church was. That basic point exists throughout the 18th and 19th centuries. Marx said religion is the opium of the masses. He expressed the idea of secular humanism in the Western world. They saw religion as being a hindrance to human progress, because religion, as it came down from the medieval times, religion only lulled people into not doing anything to improve their lot, to accepting what was wrong, to not attempting to rebuild themselves and make a new world, and therefore religion was the enemy, the avowed enemy of progress in terms of politics, in terms of any social progress in the 18th century. Now, if you'll take this idea that I have just told you and transfer it to Jewish history, because as I have pointed out to you from the beginning, the way it is in the outside world, that's the way it is by us. We are subject to the same historic forces, and that we cannot shut those forces out, cannot close the door and say, you know, as people in Muncie sometimes think they can, you know, it's not gonna come in. It comes in under the weather stripping. You cannot change the environment that you live in. We can only try and deal with it. We cannot avoid it. And therefore, this idea of secular humanism, this idea of anti-clericalism, of anti-religion, which was the basis of the Western world in the 18th century, will come to the Jewish world. It will take on differing forms. In Germany, it will take on the form of Reform Judaism. In Eastern Europe, it will take on the form of Haskalah, of the Enlightenment. In the Muslim countries, it will also take on a form of assimilation among the wealthier Jewish class. But it had a profound effect upon the Jewish world. In fact, I think that looking back, if we can say that the Jewish people and Torah among the Jewish people and religious observance and orthodoxy, whatever word we want to use, survived the onslaught of the last two centuries, then it will survive anything. Because the pressures that were brought to bear were so enormous and of such consequence that it is remarkable that anything remains. I always say it's not remarkable. People bemoan the status of the Jewish people in this country, in Israel, around the world. I think that someone who would look at it objectively and historically, instead of bemoaning the bad situation we're in, would have to say, you mean there still are Jews? There still are Torah observant Jews, there still are Jewish houses of learning, there still are synagogues. You mean it survived it? What a remarkable, remarkable achievement. I'm reminded of that viewpoint in 1948. Charles de Gaulle visited Stalingrad as a guest of the Russian government. So he remarked when he saw Stalingrad and he saw how far deep Stalingrad was in Russia, all the way to the Volga. So he remarked in French, which I will not attempt to imitate, he said, "What a magnificent people." So, and it was translated into Russian. So his Russian host said, "Thank you." He said, "I was not speaking about you, I was speaking about the